Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's Rich Wilson. Welcome to Fantasy Baseball Live. Happy trading day as we're here. We've got the breaking news music going on, Timmy, that I was able to download. So as soon as something breaks, I'm going to play the music and we'll come and talk about it. Tim, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm just in a state of shock today. I really am. Can you believe that Matt Bush went to the Brewers for Antoine Kelly?
Yeah, that was a nice trade, actually. It's been, I don't think we say this every year, but this has been the crazy, I mean, with Juan Soto trade, it's been the craziest trade day 2 days ever, right?
We were complaining on, when was it, Monday afternoon or Monday morning, we exchanged a couple texts, and we were complaining, nothing going on, nothing happened. Yawn, 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 yawn. Well, that changed in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah, it kind of all started with the Josh Hader trade, and then it hasn't let up. So, and nothing going on here. We're at 5:06, so we got 54 minutes left. So I keep scrolling through Twitter, and I see nothing coming up.
Yeah, I really envy the gentleman at FanGraphs, okay, that's responsible for roster resource on a day like today. It must be just a treat trying to keep track of everything.
I know. It's nearly impossible. Okay, Tim, yeah, so that's let's see what we've got going on. So still nothing has popped up. So why don't we by the way, everybody, this is completely unscripted. I wrote down all the trades. And we're going to go through them.
Some of all the trades.
I guess in the last couple of days since we spoke 48 hours ago, I think I've written down all the trades. And we're just going to kind of go through that. And let's, without further ado, Timmy, let's start off with the big one. And I think all, you know, the Rosenthals and the Jeff Passons of the world are basically saying this is the biggest trade in the history of baseball. That's tall. That's big. But, man, there are some players involved. So, first of all, Juan Soto and Josh Bell go from the Nationals to the Padres. Originally, Eric Hosmer was involved, but he is still involved. They make it a three-way deal. But the principals going back are C.J. Abrams, Robert Hassel III, James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, and Jarlin Cicina. Hosmer goes as part of it because Luke Voit goes. I think Luke Voit is a member of the Nationals, and yes, and the Hosmer goes to the Red Sox, something
correct
like that. I think the Padres are going to pay most of the salary of Hosmer, so that hasn't been at least communicated yet.
Excuse me. Yeah, there's still some missing pieces there, but I think you got the gist of the prospects involved and the two big names. And I guess my first thought when I look at this whole thing, okay, is I don't want to ever hear the word small market used when it comes to our game, okay? When a team like San Diego, who is supposedly in the 27th, 28th ranking, in the market, yeah, and they can do this. When I hear Pittsburgh or Tampa Bay, I just can't accept that. There is no such thing as a small market team in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Richard. Owners are printing money. This is they make a lot of money.
Yes,
and you know the AJ Preller's. He loves the wheel and deal. We found out the St. Louis Cardinals do not like the wheel and deal. They have done very little at this juncture, but they basically gave the Padres system is still so deep, even all the guys they've moved, Tim, they still have guys left, but they rebuilt an entire farm system for the Washington Nationals. I mean, C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore are still considered young players, but they got some major league exposure. I think that helped. And they got Hassel. James Wood is 6'7" and has really come on this year. I highlight the names, Timmy, because I have write-ups at the bottom, so if you want to go take a look at it, which is pretty cool. I think there's 12 of them. A lot of guys that I have already written up for the prospect stuff for the winter, have all, I mean, have all those things done already.
Right.
But I mean, and Jarlin Cecina is a guy that's been blowing up in the, in the complex league, and he's throwing 102 miles an hour. So he's got talent too.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's no shortage of talent going back to Washington. You're right. You know, 2 days ago, Covelli was their number one prospect, arguably, right? Or
yep.
Top two. Yeah, he is now in the 5 to 10 range, correct?
Yeah, Hassel and Wood are 1-2. Maybe Cecina is probably put Cade in front of him. Who else
Abrams.
Did they? Abrams. Oh, Abrams, yeah. They'll probably put Abrams in the minor leagues where he belongs. So he'll probably still be prospect eligible. So, yeah, so it'd probably be Abrams, Hassel, Wood, and then maybe Cade Covelli.
Yeah, it's a nice system. It really is. And what can you say about the Padres? Man, I'm just taking a look. You know, you got Profar leading off. He's been doing a good job. Then you got Manny Machado, Juan Soto, Josh Bell.
Stop. That's
okay.
I mean, just like that. I mean, that equals what the Dodgers have. I mean, that is, we're talking mm-hmm. Trey Turner. You got Trey Turner, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts. Going against Manny Machado, Juan Soto, and who's the other big gun there?
Josh Bell.
What about Fernando Tatis? Yeah. So.
Yeah, Tatis isn't back yet.
But he's going to be back.
One of those guys, you know, Profar is probably going to stay in the leadoff role, would be my guess. But, you know, hey, Tatis could end up going back into the leadoff role eventually. And on top of that, that's their top five. They also pick up Brandon Drury.
I know, Timmy.
In another deal.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know who the Padres had to give up for Brandon Drury. That has yet to be announced. So waiting on that to come out. And, of course, then they pick up, I mean, arguably, and I think that's a really strong arguably, the best closer in the game. He's got 29 saves, but I mean, he's top five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that trade a lot for the Brewers. I really do. I think the Brewers did really, really well in that trade.
Hey, Taylor Rogers is a good closer, Timmy. He's good.
Yeah, he had a 2 week. Well, if you take a look at Josh Hader this year, his ERA is over 4.
He had a rough week and a half. Yeah, absolutely. Does Taylor Rogers become the closer, or is it Devin Williams who's been absolutely lights out?
I don't know. For now, I haven't seen any announcements coming out of Milwaukee. I'm putting it as a committee. I have a feeling, okay? It's just a gut feeling, and I could be totally wrong on it, but Williams has been so good in his existing role.
Mm-hmm.
Do they want to move him out of that role?
I'm thinking the same thing, Timmy. It almost feels like,
you know,
Lanson was the closer and the better pitchers were setting him up. I mean, that's many times what you do.
Well, yeah. So for now on my closer report, I'm going to list it as a committee until we get some definition. But, you know, you take a look at Robert Gasser and Esteury Ruiz, those are two nice young pieces.
Yeah, Ruiz, we know, is potentially a fantasy darling. Robert Gasser
sure.
is a well thought of right-handed pitcher. And Denilson Lamed, I mean, Timmy, at one point he was very well thought of, probably as a reliever, but that's another good arm too.
That's the type of gamble that this. Is if they got three good pieces and if Lamet works out, all the more power to them, right? And he still could. Again, it's all about the health.
I mean, look, Josh Hader's tough to replace, but when you've got Williams and you follow in with Taylor Rogers, Timmy, that's not so bad.
Augsburger's pitch well.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
Yeah.
And they get out from having to pay him $16 million next year, which is, you know, they said, hey, we don't want to do that. I think that was a smart business decision for them.
Yeah, I think it was smart all the way around. And, hey, I'm not knocking the Padres. The Padres got arguably the best closer we've seen in the game over the past 3 years. But they paid a serious price for it. Somewhere in the back of my mind, do they do the same thing with Hader as they do with Kimbrel down the road? That's the one thing about the Padres. They've built for now.
Oh yeah.
But they can dismantle this project just as quick as they built it.
Yeah, they're not going to get the same players back if they decide to dismantle mm-hmm. next year and send Juan Soto, yeah. just because there'll be one less season mm-hmm. that you have team control. But you're talking, and they got out, well, they didn't get out from under Eric Hosmer's total salary, but right. they got somebody to pick up part of it, and they freed up a spot. And yeah. I think that's going to help, because Timmy, with those, with Tatis, Manny Machado, and yeah. and Juan Soto, I mean, you're talking one of the best lineups in the game. You throw in Cronenworth and some other guys. Yeah. Timmy, that's a great lineup. Then well, they can actually
on top
bury
of that,
it.
The rumor mill has them working hard to secure the services of Wilson Contreras.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're still stuck with Austin Nohl, aren't they? But they got Luis Camposano. He's still kicking around there. So, I mean, he might be a guy for next year.
But if they get Contreras on a rental, why yeah. not?
they've got Juan Soto, Timmy, not for next year, but the next 2 years, including this year. I mean, that's significant. Yeah, they gave up a good chunk of their prospects, but their window is the next three championships, and you would think you'd give them a chance, Timmy, to at least get to the conference championship game or to the World Series.
Well, yeah, it gives them basically two playoff opportunities with the lineup they have in place. As of right now, they can have Soto for two playoffs, and they can move him next offseason. Mm-hmm. And still get a great haul back for them, can't they? So yeah. what they've done is they're all set and ready to go. And, you know, when I look at this, you know what the biggest disappointment for me at the deadline? The Toronto Blue Jays. They got all this offense. They've got all this young talent, and they did absolutely nothing. They should have been chasing Shohei Ohtani hard. Or even Soto. They should have been looking at making that sort
they
of
got a Anthony. They got Anthony Bass and Zach Pop. I mean, Anthony Bass has had a really good season, Tim. And he's on my do not ever draft again list. But they gave up on Jordan Groshans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see my comment on the Facebook page after they acquired Pop?
I've been
buried. I said, you know who's next on their list? Snap and Crackle.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it's just disappointing.
It's not over. Tyler Mahle went, which is, we'll get to him in a few minutes, but we're running it. Pablo Lopez is still available, so you figure maybe they've done one deal with the Miami Marlins, they'll do another one. I don't know.
Yeah, I would have thought they would have made it a package-type deal.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Unless the Jays do something in the next hour, they really haven't improved their position a whole lot heading into August. And, you know, okay, that's not good.
So let's go back to the Soto deal. Well, let's go back to the Soto and to just what the San Diego Padres have done. Did mm-hmm. they do enough to – they're going to get into the playoffs, I think. Mm-hmm. Did they do enough to go in a seven-game series and beat the Dodgers?
Well,
pitching, Joe Musgrove just signed him up to $100 million. Good pitcher.
That's right. Yeah.
They got Yu Darvish, not the same guy, still okay. They've
still
got,
very good. Yeah.
Yeah, they've got Mike Clevinger, who's been extremely good to me after a tough start and getting healed up. I mean, Blake Snell can be good. He's not very good against good teams. Sean Manaea, also not very good. So you got Musgrove and Clevinger, I think, that can hold that down. And then it gets a little dicey after that.
Yeah, I think they've got a team that has the potential to win it all. Mm-hmm. Okay. If they find a way to add Wilson Contreras, you could arguably say this is the best offense in baseball right now, today.
Yep.
Okay, you fill in that hole at catcher, and yeah, there's nothing really weak on offense. Pitching wise, I think it's good. Darvish is having a good year. I like Musgrove. Again, Snell and Manaea, you know, hey, they're 4 or 5 types right now. Clevinger's pitching like it too.
Yeah, so you got your top three in Darvish, Clevinger, and Musgrove, and I mean that's pretty strong, Timmy. And then you've got an offense that should be able to go up against the Mets and take Scherzer and take DeGrom and give them three of the best hitters in the league. I mean, that's as good as it gets, Tim.
Well, I can see Tatis today. He's probably been to BP four times today. Okay, I want to be back tomorrow, sort of thing. Hey, just but the bullpen, Josh Hader, Luis Garcia, you know, Chrismet, Nick Martinez. It's a good, solid, deep, functional bullpen. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of weak spots on this team. There really isn't. And I'm not saying they're the favorite to win the World Series, but they've elevated themselves to where they're in the conversation with three or four other teams. Houston, the Yankees, the Dodgers. Yeah.
Okay, let's go now to the Nationals, Tim. I mean, they're terrible, right? So who's going to get the opportunities? You're the fantasy guru. Bring up your roster resource and tell me who you're going to go pick up this weekend that plays on the Nationals. I mean, or anybody.
Well, you know, hey, whoever happens to have Luke Voit rostered, okay, that's a good situation.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah, he's going to play every day. I don't. I have to assume he's rostered in excess of 50%. Yadiel Hernandez is going to play every day, just very short term.
Your buddy Lane Thomas is going to play every day.
He's going to play every day.
My buddy Victor Robles is going to play every day, right?
He is your leadoff bat. Yeah. He's been playing well lately. So I don't see, if you're looking for free agents, okay, or players, I think they're going to put Abrams in the minors.
I think that would be best.
Go with Cesar Hernandez.
Timmy, I've watched enough of C.J. Abrams, and I have. Here's my analysis, and it sounds really simple. He needs to get stronger. He's just he cannot handle major league velocity. He needs to go down and hit the weight room, and I think have another off season. And he's just a frail little guy at the moment. He needs to get stronger so he can handle big league pitching. I don't think it's any more complicated than that. He's got all the natural ability. He can fly. He's got great bat hand-eye coordination. He's got all of that skills. He's just getting the bat knocked out of his hand at the moment.
Right. And you know what? Nationals have a pretty good young player in Luis Garcia at shortstop. Let him develop at shortstop, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Cesar Hernandez, I think, is on a one-year deal. I could be wrong there, but it's a two-year deal. You know, hey, that gives them time to work with Abrams down on the. I think he's going to be a very good player.
Yeah, say what you want about the Nationals, Timmy. They're good at developing players, both pitchers and positional players. I mean, look, Anthony Rendon was drafted and signed and developed by the Nationals. So Juan Soto was signed and developed and became arguably the best player in baseball. That's a Nationals product. That just doesn't happen, right? You got to have a good system to do that.
And, you know, hey, he's had a couple tough years, but he's still only 25. Victor Robles has shown, you know, the Nationals can develop talent. That's right.
And they can develop pitchers. And one of the guys, that was another deal, but they're not afraid to take on injured guys. And Mackenzie Gore, I think we all fear what's going on there. They're not afraid to, they've had a lot of guys go through Tommy John surgery, so they're not afraid of that. So I'm not surprised.
What's the medical history on Stephen Strasburg?
You're
writing a small book, right?
Yeah, and he got him a World Series, Timmy, and you can argue that he and Corbin, they hit their prime during that World Series run, and quite frankly, that's what it's all about. It's about winning World Series.
Yeah, so, and everybody that's been moved up has got a ring.
Hosmer.
Away.
I thought it was a brilliant move by the Red Sox, and I'm going to tell you why. Look, they're not getting anything out of first base. Dalbec's had a nice couple of days. Okay. Tristan Casas clearly isn't ready. If you go take a look at him, what he's doing in AAA, he needs another year. They pretty much got Hosmer for 20 cents on the dollar. I don't know how much it's going to come down to, but they're probably going to pay, what, $5 million a year for him? If next year it doesn't work, Timmy, you know, they, all they have to do is trade a $5 million salary, or just DFA him and bring
DFA
up
him, yeah,
and bring up Tristan Casas. I think it's like it was a simple deal. Like, okay, yeah, we'll take on that salary. We're the Boston Red Sox. We can do that, and it didn't cost them much.
Yeah,
and they'll see what they can get. Maybe Hosmer can get in a new environment and thrive. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not like we haven't seen Eric Hosmer play good baseball.
Yep.
And for the cost involved, yeah, I got no problems with what Boston did there.
I do not like where Esteban Ruiz wound up, Tim.
You don't like him in Milwaukee, eh?
I do not like him in Milwaukee. There's a lot of guys that look like Esteban Ruiz in Milwaukee, and they're all now in AAA in terms of Bryce Terang.
Bryce Terang came to mind.
Garrett Mitchell and Sal Frelick. To me, those are all – I mean, Esteban Ruiz is faster, but if you take away, you know, 80-grade speed and replace it with 60-grade or 70-grade speed in Garrett Mitchell's case, they're the same guy. They're the same guy.
Yeah.
Modest power. Good bat to ball skills. I didn't like him in San Diego either because it was tough for him to find playing time. So
right.
I don't know. What do you think?
I like him a lot more in Milwaukee than San Diego, simply because who's he got to crawl over to get playing time? Tyrone Taylor. I don't see that being potentially a huge stumbling block.
I think there's competition, though, in AAA now that he's going to have to come up and perform, or it's going to be tough. So it's another good team, Timmy. I wish he would have gone to the Kansas City Royals, but that didn't happen. So,
well, no, and then they could have platooned him with four other guys, including Hunter Dozier. Just came across the Giants moved Trevor Rosenthal to the Brewers.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, but
that's interesting.
Yeah, they're loading up, Timmy. That's a good team, you know? I mean, that's it's championship-level team, so they're adding to their bullpen and, you know, basically filling in for the loss of Josh Hader. I think it's good for the Brewers. That's just a really smart baseball move.
And bad for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals have done nothing. Timmy, let's take a quick break, get back, and nothing's happening on the wire here at all.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet. Nothing changed.
YouTube, Tim, and I downloaded a breaking news clip. I got it all ready to go. I loaded it up, tested it out, and I haven't been able to use it yet. Very disappointed.
Huh. Yeah. Hey, hot off the press. Baltimore Orioles acquired Brett Phillips from the Rays.
Oh, no, you're making that up.
No, I'm not.
Really?
Uh-huh. I don't imagine they got anything for him, but yeah, Brett Phillips is now a Baltimore Oriole. He was DFA'd yesterday to clear out a spot for Jose Siri, and he's now a Baltimore Oriole.
Timmy, I will admit that you got it right. I got it wrong. I didn't think the Orioles would move Trey Mancini.
Mm. Yeah.
And once they did, I wasn't surprised they moved Jorge Lopez.
Right.
I have to tell you, and I told my wife, I was actually recording the Hot Prospect of the Month podcast when it came up that he was moved. And I'm like, wait till I tell her. Right? She's a fan, right? So I figured,
right.
So I said, Trey Mancini just got traded. She goes, that's impossible. No, did he really? She was very upset, Timmy. And we talked to people that we know in Baltimore. They were upset. It's like, this is Trey Mancini. And then I don't know if you heard what Elias said. He said that
no.
He looked at the probabilities. And the probability said that he doesn't think that the Orioles, the way they are constructed, are quite ready to win. So he felt it was important to continue to move players for other pieces. I thought that was horrible. What a terrible thing to say to your team that's out there every day to say, you know, you're not good enough to make the playoffs yet. And it was terrible, Timmy. I put it as youth. He's a young GM. He will learn. He won't say that in 3 years. That was dumb. Yeah.
No, as a motivational technique, that's
nope.
Probably. But at the same point in time,
he might have been right.
He might have been very. He was probably right.
There, so,
but you don't say it.
So Timmy, as you know, I worked as an executive for many years. I made those same stupid statements, similar statements to people. And you learn that there are four truths in everything that you do. You don't have to tell the one that's hurtful to people. You know, you can choose to do that, but you don't have to. You could have said, look, you know, it was a great opportunity for us to get, you know, a player. Yeah, he's going for Tommy John surgery. He was a number one draft pick, and we were able to acquire him for 2 months. Trey Mancini, we're going to try to bring him back. I think that would have been all he needed to say, not to say that the team's the odds. We've looked at the odds. We've got our abacus, and we've determined that it's too low, so we need to get rid of these guys. Horrible.
Yeah, we all know about the business of baseball.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
But the Orioles have been brutally bad. Brutally bad, Timmy, for years. I mean, they have multiple first-round draft picks, number one draft picks. That doesn't happen if you're no good. It only happens when you're no good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to work hard, you know, to develop that, you know, those opportunities. But, hey, Baltimore's turning it around. I think what they did with Jorge Lopez was very smart.
Yeah, they got four very young players, Timmy. So I like how I like the return that they got there, just to be complete. First of all, let's talk about the Trey Mancini deal. Yeah. There's a three-way deal. Tampa Bay acquires Jose Siri, which I am anxious to hear your opinion on that. Yet another guy, just like all the other guys they have. And the Orioles, the Orioles acquired Seth Johnson and Chase McDermott. Seth Johnson is the guy who could be a top 100 prospect if he comes back healthy. It's a really good arm. So.
Yeah, if I was Josh Lowe, I wouldn't be impressed.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Lowe's not going to see anytime soon. So, So, Jose Siri, I mean, he's a good defensive player, but isn't he Brett Phillips, Manny Margot? Isn't he the same as all those guys?
Well, yeah, except I don't know if he pitches as well as Brett Phillips.
Yeah, that's true. Or maybe as much fun and has the great laugh. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see a whole lot. Yeah, you've got another outfielder, okay, to go with all the other outfielders. Mm-hmm. That's where I am with Siri. The Astros, that's a nice move.
Love it, Timmy.
Yeah, I think it's a great move for Houston.
Yeah, you know, he's not a great first baseman. It was funny. It sounded like they really wanted Josh Bell, and they, you know, they just couldn't agree on it. And they said, "Well, okay, we're going to go in another direction." And that really limited the Nationals. I think they probably got less for Bell by not being able to work something out with Houston, and instead including him with the Padres. But what do I know? So
well, and you take a look at Houston. You know, you got one of the best 3-4 teams in baseball there. They're not going to dicker around. They're going to solve their problem. They're going to get it done, unlike some other
teams. I have to tell you,
When it didn't work out with Josh Bell, you know, get it done, and they did.
I like the other deal they did. They trade Jake Odorizzi for Will Smith. I do that trade every day of the week.
Jake Odorizzi is an enigma. He'll pitch like he is a Cy Young contender one day, and the next day he gets rocked for 8 earned runs. I am not a Jake Odorizzi fan. I never have been. I know he's been a Sabre darling forever and ever and ever, but just the inconsistencies drove me insane. So
he can't get three times through the lineup, Tim. Can't.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good first couple of times, and then his stuff's really exposed. If you take, there's something in Baseball Savant, if you take a look at that, the batting average against him the third time through was really ugly.
Yeah, and you take a look right now at Houston's bullpen. You got Presley. You got Montero, who has closed. You've got Neris, who has closed. Ryan Stanek is great. Will Smith, who has closed. You know, you're going six deep, okay, into that Houston bullpen. You can argue it's as good as any bullpen in the league. Yeah,
absolutely. And pair that with a really good starting rotation, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. That's a really strong team.
A really strong team. And, you know, if you look at the areas where they could be perceived to be weak, okay, you can look at Jake Myers, okay, in center field. Okay. You know, Alvarez is going to play the bulk of his games, okay, at DH, hopefully, not left field. You know, you've got Chaz McCormick, okay, who is a solid outfielder, but they got Pedro Leon, okay, who was hotter than hot in July. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Pedro Leon is on their playoff roster just for the wheels. So it's not like Houston's got options.
And they finally decided that they needed a better defensive, a better offensive catcher, Timmy. So they brought in Christian Vasquez.
Yeah.
They sent Corey Lee back to the minor league. So now you got a Vasquez, Maldonado, two great defensive catchers. I mean, Vasquez is a good offensive player too. And they give up one of the guys I really like, Timmy. His write up is down below. Is Emmanuel Valdez? He's in AAA. Nobody's ever heard of him.
Yeah.
Nice little player, and then the guy that I'm not familiar with is Willier Abreu. So
Willier Abreu, yeah.
So those are the they got better, Timmy.
Yeah, they did. They are. If I had to rank the teams in the American League, Houston is the number one team. They might not have the number one record like the Yankees, but I think the Astros have right now a better team than the New York Yankees.
Check the head-to-head when they go up against the Yankees, Timmy. I think they've pretty much won most games. They might have lost a game. They know what to do with Gerrit Cole. So,
well, yeah, and all you have to do is quickly take a look. Jose Altuve leading off. Look, Mancini will be in the two spot. Then you've got the second best home run hitter in the game in Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, Jeremy Pena. Your two catchers. It's a strong lineup. It really is.
Yep. Very, very good. Timmy, but the Yankees got to give them credit. They did not sit and become idle. They got arguably the second best pitcher on the board. And I didn't understand the return here. I want you to help me out with it. First of all, the Athletics trade Frankie Montas and Lou Trevino, who's not a zero, Timmy. He's not very good, but maybe in a different environment, he can become Lou Trevino, who was pretty good a few years back. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees give up J.P. Sears, left-handed pitcher Ken Waldichuk, who's a guy that I kind of like, Luis Medina, who throws 100 miles an hour. And, Timmy, I've seen him pitch, I'm going to say, 5 or 6 times. I've seen him hit the backstop multiple times. He might close his eyes before he releases the ball. He literally has no idea where the ball is going. And then a second baseman named Cooper Bauman. So I don't understand, Tim. That feels really light for Frankie Montas to me.
Well, it feels light when you start looking at the other big pitcher who was moved, right?
Taylor Mailey got Christian Encarnacion Strand and Spencer Steer. Those two guys are pretty darn good. And I would put Montas ahead of Taylor Mailey. I like that return better than what the Athletics got.
The only thing that I can see that comes to mind, and it's just a hunch, but maybe there's some concerns about Montas and health. That's the only thing that rings a bell with me. That's the only thing I can see for why they would take a package that seems to be, a lesser type deal.
So that sounds logical, and I got into a Twitter argument with somebody on this because I actually have some experience in how this part works. Mm-hmm. Is you have turnover medicals. Either the acquiring team decides the pitcher is healthy, or the acquiring team decides the pitcher is not healthy. You don't get it. You don't get a discount because you think that the pitcher arm might not be as good. It's a binary. Do you think he's healthy or not? If it's good enough for you to acquire, we're going to assume you think he's healthy and be it a healthy guy. That's the way it works, Timmy. You can't say, well, gee, his arm's at 60%, so you're going to get 60% return.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding of talking to a number of people that have been directly involved in these trades and representing these players, that is not the way it works.
Yeah, the only thing that I would have to assume does happen, though, if there is a perception, okay, that Frankie Montas is not 100%, okay, it will generate fewer people being interested in paying for his services.
Fair point. That's a fair
correct?
Point. So the demand equation goes down there. Yes. Yeah, so it could have been the Yankees were bidding against themselves. I doubt it, but maybe that's the best. Clearly, that was probably the best deal they could get. Maybe they love Waldichuk. Maybe they think they can have Medina start to throw strikes and he can turn it. I love Waldichuk in Oakland, Timmy. That's a great ballpark for him. He better be on your waiver wire this weekend. So.
Well, I took a flyer on him. I've got him rostered in Tote and a couple other teams, and I'm excited because I think Waldichuk is going straight into the Oakland. I'm just going to take a look at what Roster Resource says, but I'm thinking he goes straight into that rotation.
I think he's ready. Now, Timmy, this isn't Andy Pettit, right? I mean, this is or Clayton Kershaw. This is a number three guy, but he's going to pitch better as most pitchers do in Oakland because of the great ballpark that they've got out there. So I like him out there a lot.
Yeah, like I said, I think he's going to slide into the rotation right away. Only time will tell. But when you look at the Oakland rotation, you got Cole Irvin, you got Caprillion, Paul Blackburn, Adam Oler. There's room in the rotation right now.
Blackburn was an all-star, pitched very well. But you know who's pitched really well is Cole Irvin, who couldn't pitch at all in Texas, Tim. Couldn't pitch at all.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, the only thing driving his value down is strikeout potential.
Yep.
Timmy, or lack thereof.
Let's take a break, get back. I got breaking news when we get back. Very excited. It's not a great breaking news. I mean, this isn't a great deal, but hey, it's something. The Dodgers are trading Jake Lamb to Seattle.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you know why I'm saying that? It has nothing to do with Jake Lamb, but what it does have to do with is the fact that the Dodgers acquired, Joey Gallo. And I'm thinking, I invested a lot of time and energy in last week's waiver wire, looking for a player that I thought had the potential, to provide a nice little spark. And in James Outman, I thought I had my guy. And then I'm looking at the Dodgers and I'm saying, you acquired Joey Gallo. I know Outman's only got two games he's played, but he's got a 2.542 OPS. He's hit virtually everything that's been thrown at him. I would hate to see Outman back in the minors. And by moving Lamb, I think that leaves the opportunity for Outman to stay with the big league team. So that's why I'm happy for Jake Lamb's that trade.
Okay, great. I don't know why anybody would want Jake Lamb, but I found it intriguing that the Dodgers decided to trade for Joey Gallo. It was probably a free guy.
Yep.
And Timmy, it's hard to believe he is this bad.
Well, I think that's what the Dodgers are saying, right?
Yeah.
But then again, they have Cody Bellinger, so there's some semblance of proof. Yeah. A player can't play that bad, I always wish that Jake Lamb would get traded to a New York team. I've told you the story. Yeah, so the Lamb lies down on Broadway, right?
There you go. I will say, I think Cody Bellinger, is it the greatest fall from an MVP to a guy who maybe not is a soft regular, Timmy? He might really shouldn't be a full-time regular on a championship team like the Los Angeles Dodgers.
But, he's still on pace for a 2020 season.
Yeah. What's his on-base percentage?
Let me see here. I'll have to get out my very, very tiny abacus, okay? I don't need the full-size model. His OPS is 643.
Okay. That's not – it's barely a major leaguer, Tim. That's tough. I mean, 2020.
Yeah.
Woo! That's 643.
13 homers, 11 stolen bases.
Yeah. So I got a lot of inquiries, people shocked that Franmil Reyes got demoted, Timmy. And I don't own him. I don't own players like that because I don't understand them, right? They
Right.
remind me
Just
of Hunter
stay.
Renfroe, and it's
Yeah.
like okay, his on base percentage is .254, and you think, well, gee, he's going to hit a lot of home runs. He has 9 home runs, Tim. 9 home runs.
Well, yeah, he hit 30 last year, okay? And, I mean, you look at the numbers. Yeah, he's a big boy. He swings hard, swings often, swings a lot, however
And
you want to
misses a
put
lot.
it.
It's a 37%
Yep.
strikeout rate and a 5% walk rate. Timmy, I've been
This
doing
year,
this a long time. Well, look at last year. It was like a 32. That
Yeah.
profile just doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It can work, but when
Okay.
it doesn't, it goes south in a hurry.
I
It's, yeah. Like last year, what is he, 30 home runs, 85 RBIs on a team with very limited offense, right? That works. This year, 9 home runs, with a .250 OBP, it doesn't work all of a sudden. And Will Benson is up as a result, right?
Yeah, I mean it is I tried to explain to people and people just argue like he was not given a chance.
For
Look,
sure it was.
when you strike out 37% of the time and you walk 5% of the time and your limit and you're the DH, Timmy. It's not like you're well, a slick fielding shortstop or something like that. General managers look at that and they go, that guy is he is hurting our team, Timmy. And it's so what he can hit 30 home runs. There's the Indians have Oscar Gonzalez can hit 30 home runs. There's a lot of guys in that system that can hit 30 home runs. There's a lot of guys
And
in baseball.
guess what the Indians did today? They activated Oscar Gonzalez,
There you
right?
go. So I mean it's like, it's unfortunate to me. They're marginal baseball players. Yeah, they get a little bit higher BABIP going on. All of a sudden they eat their Wheaties. Maybe the 20 home run pop turns into 30. Yeah, they can have a couple of good seasons, but it is not a recipe. Go ask Kesson Hira. It's not a recipe to be a have a long term career. And if you're playing in the Dynasty League game, just understand that. Know your parameters. So.
You look at last year when he hit the 30 home runs. His strikeout to walk was 149-43. Okay. Well, that is sort of acceptable. He struck out 104 times already this year in 263 at bats. It doesn't take much to go from a coveted slugger to triple A, does it?
Timmy, got breaking news. We've
Oh.
got the Twins getting Michael Fulmer. I don't know what the return is. The Twins get Michael Fulmer.
Yes, my dreams of him taking over as closer in Detroit or anywhere else. Yeah, that's done like dinner. He'll be an asset to the Twins. And hey, the Twins picked up a nice starting pitcher in Tyler Mahle. The Twins have improved their squad. They also improved their bullpen
Well,
even before
they
this
got
game.
Jorge Lopez.
Jorge Lopez.
I'm assuming he's the closer.
I'm assuming, Lopez is a closer. Duran is a solid setup guy, but I don't think he's ready for the ninth inning yet. He's young. I like the stuff. But you go Lopez and you go Duran, okay, and you go Michael Fulmer. All of a sudden, you got yourself a real good bullpen. And you've got, Duffy and Pagan sitting there as well. So, I like it. I think it's a good.
Rich from New Jersey is very pleased because he has Jorge Lopez in a number of leagues. And I was crossing my fingers as soon as Trey Mancini got traded. I'm going, oh, please let him go. It'll still be the closer. And it worked out. David Robertson also moved. He goes to the Phillies. They have Sirhan, and they have Brad Hand. So there's a lot of Sirhans over there, Sir Anthony's, and David Robertson. I would assume, given his pedigree, Robertson would be the favorite for the saves. What do you think?
Well, the Phillies have been playing around with their bullpen since they relieved Corey Knebel, a while back, of the closer gig. I would have to assume, that Robertson is going to close. Sir Anthony second in line, and after that, you got a group of Hand, Knebel, and Jose Alvarado's pitched fairly well. So the Phillies got a great looking bullpen. They really do. It's solid, and they could go with a committee, but I got to give the edge to Robertson right now.
Timmy, if I'm not mistaken, and we're sitting here at 10 of 6, is
Yes.
the only move that the Cardinals have made is acquiring Jose Quintana and Chris Stanton for Johan Avila and Malcolm Nunez. Oviada. I can't. I have trouble saying that guy's last name. So that's it, right?
Yeah, that's the only moves for them, and the Jays have got Pop and Seabass.
Okay, breaking news, according to Ken Rosenthal. Let me get the breaking news music. Phillies close on a Syndergaard trade, sources say. Ooh.
They're not giving up the ghost. Bryce Harper will be back soon, too, apparently.
I am not. I mean, I dug into Syndergaard, not the same guy anymore. To me, velocity is 4 miles down from his heyday, so buyer beware there.
Yeah, but you know what? When you currently their rotation is made up of Nolan, Wheeler, Falter, Suarez, and whoever. It's an improvement.
And when you don't get the big guys, Timmy, you got to get the third and fourth guys that are out there. That's just the way it goes.
Sure.
Okay, so the Tigers trade Robbie Grossman for the Braves for Chris Englund. I have to tell you, Tim, I love this trade for the Braves. I know it sounds stupid, but the magic stuff happens when kids go to the Braves. And Robbie Grossman, he's going to be a platoon guy probably with what's his face?
Michael Harris?
No, the other guy that's
was Eddie Rosario.
Eddie Rosario.
There we go. Rosario.
He's going to be on the poor side of the platoon. I refuse to believe he went from nearly 20 last year to
he was 20 last year. Grossman.
Okay, to being a guy who can't play baseball, I refuse to believe that.
He's always been able to get on base.
Yeah,
his on base skills have always been good. What I like about this deal, and I agree with you, I like it for the Braves. Okay, what I like is the fact that they now have a player that they can use as a not only as a platoon with Rosario, but they've got a guy coming off the bench that'll give him some speed late in games, pinch running, etc. It's a nice little move that didn't cost them anything.
Totally agree with you, Timmy. I saw Grossman being dropped. I think I might have dropped him in a fantasy league, so it might be a guy that people, well, he's gonna be on the bad side of the platoon, but I kind of like it. Rosario is He was really good, Tim. You remember him in the playoffs last year? Mm-hmm. So it's gets and the same thing with Jorge. Jorge Soler was also very good. So you know they get the best out of guys in short periods. So I kind of like that deal. Another breaking, just finalizing the deal to acquire Noah Syndergaard. So it's the same thing that came over here. Let's see, the Rangers trade Matt Bush to the Brewers for Antoine Kelly. I love Antoine Kelly. Doesn't really know where the ball's going, throws really hard. And I think Matt Bush is another great addition to that Brewers bullpen.
More depth.
Yep.
Yeah, the Brewers have very, very deep bullpen. They really do. You know, they've added, you know, they lost Hader, but they, you know, when you start looking at possibly Lamet, you look at Rogers, you look at Bush. Who else did they pick up? They picked up another reliever. They've done well.
Let me search on Brewers here. All right, here we go. They got Hader. So they traded Hader. They got Matt Bush. That's all I see them getting.
Let me just take a look at with my super hyper fast speed computer here, Milwaukee. I'm missing a name here. Oh, Trevor Rosenthal.
Oh, that's right. I didn't put that one down. That just happened. Cardinals acquiring left-handed pitcher Jordan Montgomery from the Yankees. Wow.
Oh, that's
return not yet. No, that's requires a breaking news.
Jordan Montgomery for who? Nobody.
They haven't said yet. Wonder if it's another. We've got too many starting pitchers.
So that could possibly be, but do the Yankees have? Well, they've got a playoff.
Repeat after me, Timmy. Nobody has too much pitching. Nobody has too much.
You're right. Yeah, nobody has too much starting pitching. Well, they got Cole. They got Montas now, and they got Cortez. Tyon, Severino will be back. Yeah, they got enough arms. They're okay now. Well, I keep forgetting Montas is in there, right?
So the Cardinals would have had to give up. I can't believe they would have traded for prospects. That doesn't make any sense. So they would have probably got some bat or maybe a reliever. I don't know. Interesting. Timmy, let's take a break, get back. I'm going to tell you about my favorite trade that happened, and it has really nothing to do with trying to fight for the playoffs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. bit of a challenge trade here, Timmy. The Angels trade Brandon Marsh to the Phillies for catcher Logan Ohapi. I love it. Absolutely love it. It gives Ohapi a path to the big leagues that he was blocked. And I think Brandon Marsh getting out from under all the nonsense and the crowded outfield out there helps him. He's going to be their center fielder in the Phillies, full-time playing time, doesn't have to look over his shoulder. And maybe Joe Adele will finally get a chance to play. Absolutely love it across the board.
Yes, if Joe Adele does not get a chance to play every day now, forget it. It's done. It's over. Yeah.
And if Joe Adele's hitting 160 at the end of the season, okay, he's no good. But
yeah,
give him a chance.
It's done. Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, no, it's a nice deal. And I can see – didn't the Phillies have – didn't Jason Wirth play for the Phillies at one point in time?
Yes, he did. He came up with the Phillies.
Well, yeah, and who looks more like Jason Wirth than Brandon Marsh, right?
Oh, no. Okay, breaking news, Timmy. Hold on. Okay. Breaking news. The Phillies get back Noah Syndergaard, they trade Mickey Moniak and a second prospect to the Angels. So much for Joe Adele.
He's toast. Mickey Moniak is an everyday player now.
There you go.
For the Angels.
Tim's buddy. I'll give you a rim shot on that.
Keep me away from rope and sharp objects for the balance of the day. Yep.
By the way, the Chicago Cubs trading David Robertson to the Phillies. Did we talk? You think he's the closer there?
Yeah, I think he is.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Love the return. Left-handed pitcher Ben Brown, the write-ups at the bottom of the page, Tim, if you want to read it over. It's a guy that's had a really strong season, along with Griff McGarry out in that high A team, has seen a pitch. Timmy, it's good stuff, and I think there's something there. So it's a nice return for the Cubs.
Yeah, I'm sort of looking for, you know, news that, you know, Efros, okay, has been traded to the Orioles, okay?
Dave's not going to do that because Tim screwed me over, everybody, because I said last week I went, Rich from New Jersey's calling in. He has had Rowan Wick feeling that David Robertson is going to get moved. Should he pick up this Efros guy? And what did the great Tim McLeod say?
They'll move the other guys and they'll hold on to Efros.
Yes, and literally less than 24 hours, Efros got moved. I'm like... And I listened to Tim. I dropped Rowan Wick and I pick up Efros. I don't think there's anybody now. Well, is there anybody challenging Rowan Wick for the job now?
Yeah.
Michael Givens? There's,
yeah. We got your. Go pick up M Y C H A L Givens.
Yeah, we're not talking about him. Oh, okay. Nope. No, you're not. Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
The Mets acquire Michael Givens.
Michael Givens. Oh, man, I screwed you big time, didn't
big
I?
Big time.
Oh, Tim. There's a place in hell with my name written all over it.
Oh, man. You rat bastard. Oh.
There we go. Yeah, I got that comment. I'm calling myself a rat bastard.
Jeez. Oh, man. I can't. That's too funny.
Sorry, Rich from New Jersey.
Yeah. The Giants trade Darren Ruff to the Mets for J.D. Davis and left-handed pitcher Nick Zwack, who I kind of like, and Carson Seymour. Look, the Giants traded off some guys, Timmy, and I think it's a good move by them. And Darren Ruff's another platoon guy, but the Mets are just polishing off that team.
Yeah, I was going to say, so, you know, I sort of share the opinion that, you know, there was nothing the Giants could have done that would allow them to keep up with the Padres. You know, is that fair?
Yeah, yeah. They're so far behind the Padres and the Dodgers now. It's tough.
Yeah, reality says, okay, you had a great year last year. Okay, things worked out very well. Everything clicked. It didn't this year, but I think the organization has a plan, and I don't think because of what happened last year and this year, anything's changed or deviated from that plan. And I think the Giants will be a good team a couple years down the road.
Well, I mean, it's a good front office, Timmy, so you would think that. So,
yep.
Oh, can confirm Harrison Bader is heading to the Yankees in exchange for left-handed pitcher Jordan Montgomery. So they get Harrison Bader goes. So Timmy, if you own Harrison Bader, you're not happy about that.
As I do in DL5, that's crash and burn. He'll be.
It's a fourth outfielder, right?
Yeah, on that.
They trade a they just got Andrew Benintendi, right?
So they got Benintendi, so he's behind Benintendi, Hicks, and then Bader. Yeah, he's fourth, fifth outfielder. Wow.
Wow, that's a brutal one.
Yeah, that's Harrison Bader owners out there. It's time to cut him loose as soon as he comes off the IL.
The Mets acquire Michael Givenchy. You know who the Mets gave up?
Francisco
Alvarez.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No?
I think that might be a reach.
All right, so let's review. Who is the closer? When I open up, Tim's going to send me his closer report probably in a few hours. When I open it up, who am I going to see as the closer in Chicago?
In Chicago? Okay, let me just pull up my closer report here. Okay, in Cubs. Chicago.
The Cubs. There's no more David Robertson. There's no more Michael Givens.
Right.
I'm going to see Rowan Wick.
Odds are pretty good you are, yes. Yeah. Do you want me to put that in, like, block caps for you? Or?
No, I'm good. Tell me,
okay, just ask and I'll go that extra push on the caps lock key for you.
Let's take another break and get a quick drink of water and we'll be back. I'm having too much fun here.
Some of us are.
Love Tyler Mahle going to the Twins, Timmy. A lot of bad teams to play. He's another guy that pitches really well against poor teams. Mm-hmm. And I love it if you're a fantasy, if you roster Tyler Mahle. I think he's more of a guy that you're going to be able to start than like really scrutinizing those matchups.
Well, yeah, you know, the White Sox didn't make the biggest move they should have, and that's a change in manager. You know, the White Sox didn't do anything at the
Timmy,
deadline.
Excuse me, breaking news.
Yes.
This is a big one. Whit Merrifield has been traded to the Toronto Blue Jays. No return has been discussed yet.
Ooh.
All right, break that one down to me. Look at your roster resource. Let's see if roster resource has it yet. It was put out 22 seconds ago. They probably do. They probably got Whit Merrifield in there.
Well, yeah. The guy running it is just cursing every and anything right
this
about
now. This is his nightmare day.
No, they don't. But it's interesting. That's sort of an interesting situation in Toronto. You know, Kevin Biggio's been playing. Kevin Biggio's the odd man out.
Yes.
Okay, I wouldn't be surprised if he is going to Kansas City as part of that deal. Okay, possibly. They could use some. They could use. They'll hold on to Tapia or Zimmer. One of the two of them could be going to Kansas City just to clog up that outfield a little bit more.
I would think they would move. Kansas City seems to love pitching, so they're probably going to be looking for some pitcher in return. It might be, I don't know if Merrifield is, I think he's still one more year of team control. It could be a significant return. So,
yeah, what it says to me, the one thing it says to me is the Jays are concerned about George Springer and his elbow. And I think they have legitimate reason to be concerned.
By the way, Merrifield's not vaccinated.
Well, guess what? He is now.
He is now. That's really funny.
Well, same with Benintendi, right?
That's true. Well, yeah. But Merrifield's playing in Toronto. Timmy can't even go to the presser if he's not vaccinated.
Well, yeah, my guess is that when they discuss this trade, there were some conditions.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going to the fan base? We've just traded for Whit Merrifield. By the way, he's only been playing an away game, so that's not going to go well.
Yeah. That's how we'll explain it. Okay, yeah. But, you know, it's obvious, you know. He'll play just road games. I think he's going to play some in the outfield. Okay. But there's not a lot of room. San Diego Espinal has been playing really good at second base. And he can cover off at shortstop. Now, granted, he doesn't.
But Merrifield's going to play full time, right? I mean, they didn't trade for him to have him as a bench spot. It's a good player.
It is a good player, but who are you taking out of the lineup?
That's why I'm asking the great Tim McLeod. I think Tapia is might be one of the odd men out. He's probably better as a fourth outfielder.
Yeah. But he already is a fourth outfielder.
Oh. Well, so who's the starting now? So that's right, because you've got George Springer as your center fielder. Yeah. Maybe George Springer's really hurt.
Yeah, that's. I'm thinking George Springer might be really hurt. That's why I brought it up right away, because you got Springer, you got Lourdes Gurriel, and you got Teoscar Hernandez. That's a good outfield.
So you would move Springer to your full-time DH. And then Merrifield plays center field. Who's the DH currently? And
well, the DH, Alejandro Kirk has been getting extra at-bats as a DH.
Okay.
Okay, so again, it creates a situation where Kirk probably loses some at-bats, but he's 23 years old, a rookie. He'll get 3 out of 5 games catching in combination with Danny Jansen.
So Cubs not trading Contreras or Happ, the Rangers not trading Matt Moore. That's interesting that the Cubs are hanging on to Wilson Contreras. They must not got what they wanted.
Yeah, I was going to say they must have not got what they want. J.D. Martinez is probably still in Boston. I know there's some talk about him moving on.
It's 6:07, so you're probably, we're going to see some of these things. A big trade usually falls after 6 o'clock, where it just says people are given note of it late. So,
yeah, that's interesting in Toronto. I'm sure once he gets there, everybody will needle him.
Yeah. Well played. Jeez. I got the volume turned down a little bit on the rim shot, but I still gave it to you anyway. We've already talked about Tyler Mahle. I love Christian Encarnacion Strand. The Reds trade Brandon Drury. I have not seen what the return is there. I have to believe it's something. And the Giants, the final one I have was the Giants trade Kurt Casillo to the Mariners. Timmy, I think that's a sneaky trade for them. I think that Casillo's a pretty good second catcher, and I think he helps that team.
Yeah, the White Sox didn't do anything. The Twins did. You had Tyler Mahle in there, the Sonny Gray, and Joe Ryan. In a three-four game series, you've put yourself in a much better position. Your bullpen is much stronger. Your offense, there's some holes, but Ryan Jeffers will be back. Max Kepler will be back. Okay, and Arise, gets on base. Correa and Buxton, and they're working hard to keep Buxton healthy. Jorge Polanco, killer off. Jose Miranda has been absolutely on fire. Yeah, the Twins made some steps to keep Chicago very honest and quite possibly.
The White Sox didn't do a thing, did they?
No, the White Sox did absolutely nothing. They were right up there with the Jays and the Cardinals up until the last minute. So, yeah, and the Cards, they got some. Tyler O'Neill can't stay healthy, can he?
No.
Yeah, big, strong, muscle-bound kid, but there's always something, you know what I mean? A hammy, a cramp, whatever, and I don't know if trading Harrison Bader, obviously there are concerns about the foot and the plantar, but
the plantar fasciitis, is
yeah,
that what you mean?
Yeah, it's fasciitis, yeah, which is what he's out with now, but it seems to me like they really sold low on Harrison Bader.
Well, they got Jordan Montgomery. They desperately need pitching.
Yeah, they do. But again, what do the Yankees want with Harrison Bader? I guess
I do not know. That's a head scratcher to me. I do not know. It almost seems like let's just get a bunch of people and figure it out once we get them here.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yes. You will be Rover 1, and you will be Rover 2 in the outfield.
Breaking news, Timmy. Raisel Iglesias has been traded from the Angels to the Braves, so we do not have a return yet on that.
To the Braves.
So the Braves, yeah, they pick up another. So if you have Raisel Iglesias as a closer, Timmy, he ain't going to be closing games anymore.
Wow. That's a big, big hit.
Bring up your closer report. Who gets the saves now for Angel Land?
Well, that's what I'm pulling up the active roster and looking at it, and it's probably going to be Ryan Tepera.
Okay.
with Aaron Loop, there's your 2-3 guys in that pen right now.
So you're probably going to have 10, probably what, an opportunity a week for the next to get a close, to get a save. So yeah, that's 8 chances. So yeah, they might convert 6. There you go.
Well, yeah.
Split between the two.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani's sitting back right about now saying, why not me?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Why am I still here?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
There's a player that the Jays should have emptied their farm system to grab. They really should have. That would have been...
I don't think they wanted to trade him. My understanding and listening and reading stuff, this is no inside information, the amount of money that they make off of Shohei Ohtani outside of baseball is tremendous, Timmy. Because
yeah,
big Asian community out there, they've got the whole link out to Japan. It's like, you know, it's the same thing that the Seattle Mariners did with Ichiro. He makes a ton of money for that team.
Yeah, he does. There is no doubt about it. You know, they could be paying him $30 million a year, and they're not. And they'd still be making a pile of money on Shohei Ohtani, on ticket sales, on jerseys. You know, I mean, yeah, the whole nine yards.
Angels get back Tucker Davidson and Jesse Chavez. So, and Tucker Davidson's okay. I mean, there could be something there. But, again, they just keep trying to find starting pitching somewhere.
Well, you know what? It'll be interesting to see if there's money involved as well, because Iglesias was on a big-time deal. I think he's
Braves taking
million.
Remainder of Iglesias' contract.
Ah, that's okay. That explains it. But, man, all of a sudden, okay.
Iglesias owned $10 million rest of this season, $16 million annually from 23 to 25. That's a big nut. Wow.
Yeah, that's – there's some big cash there.
Yeah,
and you look at that bullpen.
Which bullpen? The Braves? That's strong.
Yeah. Oh, it was strong before they picked up Iglesias.
Major League Baseball is starting to emulate our dynasty leagues, Timmy. There are 5 or 6 really, really good teams in each conference, and everybody else is, you know, doesn't have a chance. They're super teams.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons why I think the dynasty game, as we know it, okay, or as how we play it, where you keep everybody,
mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see over the next 5 years a fairly serious and radical change in that whole format. And again, you've answered the question why. Because it's hard to get people interested in dynasty leagues when 3 to 5 teams have built true dynasties.
Yeah, but isn't Major League Baseball doing the same thing? I mean, if you're...
It's a game for us, okay? And if you're
the San Francisco Giants, I mean, you said it, they have no chance to compete at the moment with the Dodgers and the Padres. Zero chance.
But the San Francisco Giants are still going to turn a profit this year.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to invest $150 in a dynasty league, okay, or $100. How about $100 for the next 6 years to finish 11th, 12th, 14th, 9th? You know, I don't need to do that. I can find a league that I like to play that gives me better opportunities, I guess is what I'm saying. And I think we're going to see more capped leagues and reduced keepers to try and keep the interest level spread across the whole of the league, creating opportunities, positive opportunities. So
let's take our final break and just see where the heck we are. It's now 6:15, so I'm assuming it's done. I'm looking at my 20 trades. Timmy, we got through all of them. We sat. There wasn't a lot going on the last 45 minutes. A few things. I guess the Iglesias thing was the biggest one that popped up, or maybe the Harrison Bader thing.
Merrifield.
Merrifield was big.
Yeah.
We don't know what the returns are for some of those deals yet, so I don't have. I don't want to get distracted trying to research it while we're sitting here talking. But
yeah, I'm trying to right now pull up information on Roster Resource, and I think I broke it. Somebody broke it. It's broke right now, the trading deadline. Nothing is coming up. I think Roto over the edge, it seems to be stalled right now as well. So a lot of movement in a hurry, and it's going to be very interesting. Oh, here's an interesting one that came up. The Blue Jays acquired Mitch White and Alex DeJesus from the Dodgers for Nick Frazzo and left-hand pitcher Moises Brito.
Say that one more time.
Mitchell White.
Okay.
And Alex DeJesus from mm-hmm. the Dodgers to the Jays for Nick Frazzo and Moises Brito.
I bet you that's a 40-man problem that the Dodgers were having. And they had to probably jettison some guy. And Mitch White's actually been okay.
Yeah,
Alex DeJesus has never established himself. So,
yeah. Interesting. But White could help the Jays at the back of the rotation.
Yeah, so I just want to repeat, because this is another thing that I've learned, that particularly now for these super teams, Timmy, that have really good farm systems as well, these players get older, particularly like the Rays, they're always running into 40-man problems. So mm-hmm. one of the reasons the Orioles got such a great return for Trey Mancini with Seth Johnson is they were worried about what to do with him from a 40-man standpoint.
Right.
And that's how you can take advantage of these guys and get a little bit of a discount, because teams, they just run out of spots for these guys.
Well, yeah, and the rich get richer, but there's only so much room at the end, right?
Which then it kind of goes back to your point with Dynasty Leagues, that there was a cap, a very similar kind of cap there, that you would have to, like, maybe trade somebody like a Seth Johnson or whatever, because you just don't have room for them, and somebody can benefit from that, some lesser team. So it's definitely something to think about.
Well, I think the other thing that comes into play, too, is the most exciting day in any league is draft day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're protecting everybody, there is no real excitement associated with draft day. If you're protecting 15 players...
Well, wait a minute. You do have all the... You get all the guys that were drafted. I mean, somebody's going to be pretty excited that gets Drew Jones, right?
Well, maybe not as excited as they were a week ago, but yeah, I get what you're saying. But if you're only keeping 15 players, that draft really counts.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you're filling out. If you're keeping 15, you need 23 to field. You're picking up 8 players that are going to be active regulars, plus your reserves. Mm-hmm. You know, that would interest me a lot more than a sub-draft, personally.
Yeah. Definitely something to consider, Timmy. Yeah. I'm going to have to do something. I'm not going to decide tonight, but I've got to do something because it's not
working. You know where I'm thinking. If I can get some assistance, I'm going to give it a – I was thinking about doing it this year. It just didn't work. But I think I want to do something badly in that direction.
So, Tim, I don't see anything yet what the return for Whit Merrifield is. I think that's got to be something that is at least meaningful.
Yes.
Some of the guys that did not get traded, J.D. Martinez did not get moved. Mm-hmm. Evoldi did not get moved. Those are two guys that...
Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ.
They did not get moved from the Cubs. The Giants kept Jock Peterson.
Yeah.
So what did you think about that? One thing we didn't mention was Tommy Pham goes for a player to be named later. I think baseball is kind of fed up with Tommy Pham.
Well, the obvious answer there is the Boston Red Sox Team Fantasy Football League had an opening.
Yeah. There was a lot of stuff going on Twitter that everybody wanted Jock Peterson and Tommy Pham to be on the same team.
Same team, yeah. I saw that. I giggled.
That's kind of like our hope of Garrett Cole and Trevor Bauer being on the same team, but alas, it never happened.
No. I don't really think much of anything of that. Yeah. I think Tommy Pham is going to have a really tough time finding employment moving forward.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and you know, he made the bet he's going to be sleeping in. So be it, right?
Timmy, we're at 6:20. I'm going to declare that we are done. We mm-hmm. covered everything. Don't have some of the details yet. Give me one or two observations from the day, except just sheer exhaustion.
Yeah, total chaos. Total kid.
Don't listen back to the podcast to me. It's kind of like our draft podcast.
It was a lot of fun talking everything up today and looking at all the what ifs and why fours. And, you know, I feel sorry for the Colorado Rockies today because they were up 3-1 over San Diego. And this is their last chance to beat San Diego in the next 2 years, pretty much.
It's very funny.
Before everybody arrives, right? The Colorado had their shot. Yep. It's over now. It's going to be – I am – one of the things that we did mention that I'd like to is anytime a player moves from Team A to Team B, there's a lot involved. Now, I know the teams help out with moving and this, that, and the next thing, but you got your family. There might be kids and, you know, kids' school plans. There's a lot going on. And I think one thing that is very smart of the Padres to do – is to pick up both Bell and Soto. Simply because Soto's going to a new team, and he's a pro, and he knows everybody in the game, But I think by having not only the skills of Josh Bell to go with him, I think having that familiarity is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it'll be better for both players, okay, that they're moving into a new clubhouse, and, hey, Josh, yeah, same gig, different uniform sort of thing. You know what I mean? I think it'll provide a certain margin of comfort to both of those players, which could see better production on the field, right?
Well, particularly with Soto. I mean, Soto's won a World Series, so he's coming in, you know, to a team that's stacked and loaded and trying to bring down, you know, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think they're going to have a blast. I think the last 2 months of the season for Bell and for Soto is going to be just so much fun. Now, Bell is from Texas. He wanted to get moved to the Houston Astros. So don't be surprised if he winds up in Texas next year for the Rangers, because he's already stated that his family lives there and he'd love to move back there. He's got a small child, baby, I believe, and would love to make that his in-season home as well as his off-season home. So we'll see.
Yeah, but you know, you're right. You know what? Going from a team where you knew you had no chance and you had 2 months to basically play out the string to going to a team that is a legitimate World Series contender, those guys are going to be pumped. They're going to go to the ballpark, and it's going to mean a little bit more than it did in Washington. And I think as a result, we could be in store for just a monstrous 2 months from Juan Soto.
Yeah. I mean, Juan Soto is such a transformational player, Timmy. You know, you would think there's probably a little bit of melancholy just because he was drafted at 16, and, you know, so he played his whole life for the Nationals, and I'm sure the relationships are strong there. But he's Juan Soto. I mean, this is like, you know, Elvis. Like, you know, it's like he can fit in everywhere. Josh Bell, I mean, he started off in the Pirates. He's already had that time of getting basically traded from the team that, you know, that signed him and groomed him. So you would think this, he's gotten used to it. But, yeah, I think there's that at play as well.
Well, and let's take a look at what he's done this year, okay? I'm willing – here's my fearless prediction – okay, for August and September. Right now, Juan Soto has 46 RBIs this year with the Washington Nationals.
Are you serious? That's it?
That is it. I'm predicting he has more RBIs, more runs batted in August and September as a Padre than he did in the first 4 months of the season as a Nat.
It's probably going to be very close. It's going to be very close. Timmy, what a fun show. Great day. It's just a great day. There's no other two ways to say it. If you like baseball, to be able to look on RotoWorld or Twitter and find out like what's happening, this is what it's all about, Timmy. And it's fun, right? It's not only a fantasy standpoint, you get to see like who's going to take over the closer roles and who gets the playing gig, and then just to root for your team that just picked up fill in the blank. And I think it's great.
Rowan Wick, there we go.
Rowan Wick. Yeah, Rowan Wick is the Cubs closer. And I don't have him anymore, Tim. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it'll be a little something less than the old pay envelope this week, Timothy, I think.
Exactly. Timmy, that's it. Any final comments? We'll get out of here.
Hey, be safe, be well. I'm going to start working on my waiver wire, I think, 10 minutes after we get off the phone. But are we doing a show on Friday? I hope so. But
I think I have to babysit, so we're taking Jax for the weekend. So so I have to play it by ear, Timmy.
Sure.
I think the day show might have sufficed that. Friday. So yeah. So we'll, at the moment, I'm going to say maybe, but I'll let you know more in the next couple of days. And also, can I put the notes together? But we'll definitely do Sunday for sure.
Okay. Sounds good. Be safe. Be well. And have a great week in every league except TL5. Well, that one too.
Be well, Tim.